Welcome to the Daily Devotion with Pastor Terry Reynolds.
Good to be with you today. Today we're in Psalm 119, verse number 50. We read, "This is my comfort in my affliction, for thy word had quickened me, otherwise it brought me back alive." We don't know what had afflicted the psalmist. Perhaps he was sick, even desperately ill. Perhaps he had suffered a severe financial loss, or was out of work, or unable to find a job. Maybe people would tell lies about him, or maybe he had lost a loved one. Somebody had died that was close to him. Whatever it was, something truly had gone wrong in his life. The kinds of things that not only upset us, truly were upsetting him. So what do we do in afflictions? Well, we see here that the psalmist turned to the scriptures. Affliction should, you would think, drive us to our Bible. With many people, that is about the last thing, the last place that they think about going to when they're in trouble. You'll find that how they rush off to a specialist, to a doctor if they're ill, to a lawyer if they are being attacked, or to a job placement place or if they're out of work, which of course makes some sense. But how important it is for us to turn to the Word of God. But the first place that he goes is to the Bible. And that truly does is a sensible thing for us to do. He rushed into the Bible. He was seeking for wisdom. And James says, if any man lacks wisdom, let him ask of God. Let us ask him faith. And if he's in work, or out of work, maybe the Lord, as we're praying, we're seeking the Lord for wisdom, God will spark your heart and tell you what to do, give you directions. Even as the psalmist tells us there, he says that if we commit our ways on the Lord, that he will direct our path. See, the Bible is a living book. So often Christians believe that the Bible is only supposed to be used on Sunday morning. But I believe that the Word of God wants to penetrate every part of our lives. It wants to be actively involved in our life because it certainly becomes the compass to lead us and to guide us to the things that we should do. He said, "This is my comfort in my affliction, and for the Word of God has brought me back to life." You know, in the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew chapter 5, verse 4, we read, "Oh, how happy are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted." You know, mourning over sin, mourning over despair, mourning over trouble. We so often we appreciate the fact that we'll be comforted, but where does our comfort come from? Well, let me give you for instance out of the scriptures. Jesus was speaking to his disciples, and he's been telling them that he's going to go away. In John chapter 14, as he opens up, he says, "Let not your heart be troubled." You know, here they've been with Jesus now for some 3 years. And I'm sure when Jesus was warning and telling them that he's going to depart, it was shocking to them. He tells us in chapter 14, verse 15, he says, "If you love me, keep my commandments. And I will pray to the Father, and he will give you another helper, or another comforter, and he may abide with you forever." You know, this word here, this helper, certainly is the word that we use for, comfort. Or another way to say it is the Holy Spirit. And the word really has this idea of one who comes alongside to help. He says, and so the psalmist, as he was praying, "This is my comfort in my affliction." The Word of God, the truth of the Word of God, the promises is in the Word of God. The comfort comes as God sends us his Holy Spirit in order to help you. He says, "I will pray to the Father," in verse 16, "and he will give you another helper that he may abide with you forever." And then he tells us that he is the Spirit of truth, in whom the world cannot receive, because he neither sees him nor knows him, but you know him. And he dwells with you and will be in you. And I will not leave you orphans. I will come to you. Beautiful promise that Jesus speaks about the Holy Spirit, how he is the Spirit of truth. You know, during times of troubles, during time of afflictions, all kinds of thoughts come into our mind. The Holy Spirit comes to us and reminds us that He'll never leave us. He'll never forsake us. He's always there with us to strengthen us. And then what He tells us here, He says, that, first of all, He tells us that the world cannot receive the Spirit of truth. Because the only people that can receive the work of the Holy Spirit within their life is ones who have come to know Him as Lord and Savior. And we like to refer to Him, those who have become born again, that are believe in Jesus Christ. Even as He said earlier here in verse 15, those that love Jesus, those who are following Him, those who are a part of His group known as His disciples. He says those are the ones that will receive Him. He says, first of all, the Holy Spirit's going to come alongside you. It's going to come alongside of us is this Greek preposition, para. It comes alongside of us before we know Christ to convict us of our sin, to bring us to a place where we call upon the name of the Lord. But then once we choose to follow the Lord, He tells us in verse 17, and He shall be in you. He's going to be in you. Know you not that you are the temple of the Holy Spirit? God dwells in your heart. He set up residence within you. Isn't that a glorious thought that He's there? And then verse 18 is, He's telling His disciples, He says, I'll never leave you comfortless. As our psalmist is saying, He says, this is my comfort in my affliction. Thy word had quickened me. And Jesus is telling His disciples, says, I'm not going to leave you comfortless. I will come to you. How does He come to us? Through the power of the Holy Spirit, through the power of God's word. Over in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, Paul writes, he says, blessed be to God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercy, and the comfort, the God of all comfort, who hath comforted us in all tribulations, that we may be able to comfort them who are in trouble by the comfort wherein we ourselves are comforted. And what is that comfort? For the suffering of Christ abounds in us, in our consolation, or also our comfort also aboundeth by Christ. And so in the midst of our trials, in the midst of our affliction, we can know the comfort of the Lord. Later on in verse number 14, I'd like to leave you with these passages and let you just meditate and think on this. In verse 25 of chapter 14, He says, these things I've spoken to you while I was present with you, but the Helper, the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, He will teach you all these things and bring them back in remembrance all things that I said unto you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Then He says these beautiful words, let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid, for you've heard me say to you, I am going away, and I'm coming back to you. If you love me, you will rejoice because I said, I am going to the Father, for my Father is greater than I. Beautiful, beautiful promises of Jesus. And as the psalmist says, He found comfort in my afflictions. And He says, God's word, the truth of God's word, quickens me. And may we be quickened this day by the truth of God's word, that we would might, no matter what you might be going through, that God's word would bring hope to our hearts and bring us back alive once again. And so until next time, this is Pastor Terry. May God richly bless you. Thank you for taking part in today's program. We would love to hear from you. You can email us at terryreynolds@agapechapeloc.org. Again, that's terryreynolds@agapechapeloc.org. Or you can write us at Agape Chapel, P.O. Box 4023, Huntington Beach, California, 92647.